This is Metro Connection. I'm David First. Coming up, DC songwriter Luke Brindley joins us to play a pair of songs from his new CD that seem tailor-made for Valentine's Day.
I'll come running. I'll come running.
I had a sudden realization that there's a disturbing number of New Jersey residents on the show this week. You're originally from the Garden State,
right.
As am I. And later in the show, we're going to be hearing from commentator Jessica Piscatelli, who is from Toms River in New Jersey originally. I feel like this is becoming some kind of a support group or something.
Okay, we've had the romance of A Night at the Opera. Earlier in the show, Luke Brindley sang about the power of love. We're going to flip that heart-shaped coin now. Writer Jessica Piscatelli doesn't have anything against love, but she sure has problems with February 14th.
I don't get Valentine's Day. I know. 9 out of 10 stereotypes agree. Women love Valentine's Day. It's not that I don't enjoy getting dying flowers or food designed to make me fat. I just don't understand the concept of the holiday. I'm not a historian, but just to lay the groundwork here, my understanding of the original holiday is that it may have been a pagan fertility celebration that was adapted by the Christian church. Whether or not that's the case, it is now a celebration of Saint Valentine, who may or may not have performed marriages for couples in ancient Rome when marriage among young people was outlawed by Claudius II. He may or may not have sent the first Valentine present to his jailer's daughter after he was arrested by the Romans. There may be a lot of reasons we associate the saint with love. All the facts are kind of muddled. Well, all except one. Saint Valentine was put to death. Every February 14th, men and women who are in relationships put that relationship to the test, expecting chocolates or dinner or flowers or something. And single men and single women hide out at home, afraid to go out and be mobbed by, well, mobs of adoring, loving couples cuddling with each other in public or just trying to stave off the frostbite because it is in the middle of February. All for a day in honor of a man that was put to death. I just don't get it. In 1929, the story goes, Al Capone sent a Valentine's Day message to another mobster. In what is now called the Valentine's Day Massacre, a gang suspected of having ties to Capone lined up and shot 7 men. For the sake of the writer and me, I would like to think the date was chosen for the sense of irony, since by that time Valentine's Day was already firmly associated with love. Or maybe Chicago mobsters just wanted to set the date more firmly in its gruesome roots. I know there are some of you who feel a little agitated yourselves this time of year, but before you lose it, just remember it's a silly, made-up holiday and not really worth all the stress. If you're single, ignore it. The date means nothing. Stay in, rent the St. Valentine's Day Massacre or Valentine or some similarly appropriate movie, and wait it out. It only lasts 24 hours. For those women in a relationship, now is a good time to ask yourself, does he show me that he loves me all year long? If the answer is no, why are you with him? If the answer is yes, don't make him work too hard on the 14th. For those men out there trying to impress a woman, I'm sorry that you're under a tight deadline. In the future, if you do a little something every day, this one date will become as unimportant as it actually should be. In the meantime, I hope you made reservations.
If you've ever had someone come along, reach in, pull out your heart and break it, just for fun, as easy as a humming a song. Join the club.
Writer Jessica Piscatelli would like it to be known that however much she mocks the holiday, she still probably wouldn't be offended by a gift.
If you've ever come to and seen that you've been living a dream,